This is KUNM. I'm Hannah Colton. Most other states around the country have some kind of watchdog agency in place to investigate politicians and other powerful people entrusted with public dollars. But New Mexico doesn't have anything like that. So would a commission with the power to investigate and field ethics complaints help stop corruption here? KUNM's Marisa DeMarco reports the issue will be on ballots in November.
We know about the political scandals in New Mexico. Longtime former state senator Phil Griego is in an orange jumpsuit. Diana Duran stepped down as Secretary of State a couple years back and served 30 days in jail for embezzlement. Former Senator Manny Aragon got busted for courthouse kickbacks. On and on. Theft, abuse of power, cronyism, they've loomed over the state for as long as anyone can remember. Those are the kinds of things that are on Dawn Webster's mind as she heads to the polls this year, a first-time voter at 42.
You know, when you talk to other people about this kind of thing, their answer is always, well, they're politicians. And so it's kind of like, well, okay. It's part of the culture.
People in positions of power have to be able to exercise good judgment and restraint, she says, but it can often feel like there's no one out there to check them.
If they themselves don't see a problem with having a conflict of interest, or if they become greedy or tyrannical, unfortunately, it does impact the state of New Mexico.
Webster is a budget analyst for the Department of Cultural Affairs, though she's not representing the state or the department in this story. Part of her job is to oversee how taxpayer dollars are spent. She's thinking about the constitutional amendment to create an ethics commission that will be on her first ballot.
If we're willing to put something like that in place, it's kind of like it has to have real teeth. You know, there has to be real consequences.
Webster says she'll vote for the amendment. Here's what a yes vote does. Enshrine in the state's constitution a commission to investigate state officials and employees, lobbyists, and government contractors. But the teeth Webster wants to see, they aren't on the ballot. The proposed amendment doesn't answer questions like, will the commission be empowered to issue punishments? Or will the commission's investigations be public?
One thing people think is that politicians are getting benefits that other people aren't.
That's Kathleen Sabo of New Mexico Ethics Watch.
And if we have investigations, there'll be sort of a level playing field. People won't feel, okay, that's them up in Santa Fe. This is us. We don't get what they get.
Good government groups here have tried to get lawmakers to create an ethics commission for four decades, but legislators keep saying the devil's in the details, like how accusations could be strategically used to throw an election.
That's the first thing they mentioned. We are afraid this is going to be a tool. We're afraid it's going to happen right before an election.
As ethics bills made their way through the roundhouse over the years, lawmakers said they didn't like the idea that complaints could be leveled against them and become public information before they have a chance to respond.
Which, in fact, is really what we have right now anyway in our current system. Somebody files a complaint with the Secretary of State, their next stop is the media.
Heather Ferguson is with Common Cause in New Mexico, and she's been pushing for an ethics commission for years. It'll be good if voters approve it in November, she says, because then it will be preserved in the state's constitution. So legislators who are accused of corruption in New Mexico couldn't decide to disband the thing altogether. That happened in Wyoming just recently.
We never wanted something like this to be at the whim of any legislature. We want this to be something that will be able to cross over all of the different administrations that might come in.
Studies show corruption erodes trust in state government, and New Mexico just got a failing grade in a national evaluation of government ethics, primarily because it doesn't have a watchdog agency. Shruti Shah is the president of the Coalition for Integrity, a national organization that gives out the grades. She says New Mexico is taking an important step with its ballot measure, but the commission will have to be powerful.
If you have a toothless ethics agency, it cannot serve the public well, and it'll be really ineffective in terms of carrying out its mission.
And no matter what voters decide on November 6th, lawmakers will have the final say on whether the Ethics Commission will have any bite. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.